Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, Bassmaster Classic Week wouldn't be the same without the Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, with me. And Gerald, welcome to the program.
Well, I'd like to say thanks for having me, man. I mean, it's going to be a pleasure hanging out with you. It seems like every time we're together, something good happens.
Well, you and I've got the opportunity a couple of times to fish together, and one at High Rock and then recently in New Orleans. But, you know, I knew at High Rock there was something special about Gerald Swindle. I was in the boat with you, and I saw you just react to the water and do the things that were necessary, you know. And even though you didn't win that event, you worked as hard as you possibly could have every second in the boat, folks. When this guy turns the key off in his motor, he is already up in the front of the boat working that trolling motor and getting those bait fish ready to bite, or, you know, throw that tube under a dock or whatever. And I knew at that time the Angler of the Year was not too far away from you. And this year, you took it, man. You took the Angler of the Year.
Can you believe that? I'm still kind of numb to it. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, like you said, we worked hard at it. I've actually dreamed about it. You know, you pursued it, and then once you achieved it, you caught it. You know, you kind of feel like that old dog that chases a car. He finally catches it, and he sits there and looks at it for a minute like, all right, now this wasn't supposed to happen, so I'm really unprepared. That's kind of how I felt for like the last 2 or 3 months. I've just been walking around numb.
Well, you haven't had any spare time. I know that old dog, he probably had a spare time to lay on the porch, but you haven't had any.
Think about it, man. I really haven't had any time. The schedule has been tremendous, the hours I've had to keep up. But, you know, hey, that's part of it. I've never mind the hard work. I mean, you spoke of fishing with me and staying busy. That's just one of them deals where you expect to come with it, where it seems like, you know, I had a coach tell me when I was playing peewee football, as a little bitty fella, he always told me, he said, son, if you're never the best athlete, you're just going to have to work the hardest. If that's what life deals you. You know, he said, some guys, you don't have to be the best athlete to beat the best people. He said, you just got to work at it and you got to want it. And sometimes fishing, I can almost hear those words. You know, if I get to the point, I'm like, you know, I don't know how to catch them. I'm just going to outwork them somehow. I'm going to figure out how to catch something and keep that hustle. And it's like, you know, if you just stay at it, but it's so easy sometimes when life deals you a bad card or the lake deals you a bad card that you just kind of want to sit down and say, you know what, I just suck this week. I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, you know, the thing that's critical about that is that your mental psyche this year has been seat of your pants.
You know, and I think that was the big turning point for me. I actually fished, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Drew, what did you do different this year? You know, I've done a few things different, mainly the physical condition. I'm probably in the best shape of my life. To have been through the four back surgeries and everything I've done. I mean, I've really stayed on top of my game, the physical side. You know, and it's little stuff, trying to eat better, trying to watch what you eat, manage your time. But my fishing on the water, Terry, I haven't done anything any different. You fish with me. You see, I just kind of float around. I do fish seat of the pants this year. I relied a lot more on that confidence. I quit worrying about everything, and I can't tell you how many mornings I blasted off this year without a clue of where I'm going or what I'm going to do. You know, and it's just one of those deals where it feels like when that happens, you read everything that day and there's no preconceived notions. And those preconceived notions can make you finish 30th faster than anything you've ever done because you just can't see past that. Your mind gets so strong that, you know, if somebody's like, well, we're on a deep cranking lake. But if you go there thinking that, you're probably going to deep crank regardless. You know, so it's kind of one of them deals, no help, no outside talk. Just go do what you feel like is best, even if it's wrong.
Well, you look back over the year and, you know, great finishes, just absolutely superior finishes, and you wouldn't be Angler of the Year if you hadn't had those. But, you know, I look back, I want to reflect with you a little bit. I remember the Bassmaster Classic that year at High Rock. You had to do real well that last day so you could weigh in the last day. They cut it down to 20. You really were, you know, just on the bubble there. You didn't know for sure if you were going to get in that top 20. But you buckled down and you said, hey, I'm going to go find some fish that I can catch so I can fish that last day because it means so much to my sponsors and means so much to what I'm doing here that I got to go out and do that. And it basically just fell together for you.
Well, that's kind of how fishing works. I mean, you've been on the water enough to know that every day you go out there, they just don't jump in the live well. I mean, Kevin Van Dam has never pulled up on a deep pump and opened the live well and sat down and said, all right, load them up, boys. I need the best five in there. You know, you have to have that frame of mind where you get down and you say, all right, it's make it or break it. You've got to make it happen, Gerald. You have got to go do. I mean, and that's with the thought process. But so many guys get out there and sit down and they're like, oh, you know, I'm done. Just can't fight it. Just damn going to do it. And it's just one of those deals where you just learn to do that. You see, I see Kevin and those guys do it the best of any guys, you know. Their backs against the wall, they come out swinging.
Well, you are without hesitation the most energetic and the most quotable bass fisherman that I can remember. I just absolutely love it. The Bassmaster magazine just came out. There was about 15 quotes in there. I had tears in my eyes. I think probably two reasons. Number one, I know you so well, and I know that's you. And number two, they were just great. You know, that's one of the things I think this year, the Bassmaster Classic, people are just going to go nuts over Gerald Swindle. No question about it.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's that. I know the ESPN and Sitco and these guys have pushed the sport. Terry, we see it coming around and around. They're actually really starting to push the sport of bass fishing, but they're pushing the anglers. They're letting them become themselves, or just letting them be themselves. And for years, that's kind of been suppressed. Now, you know, that it's okay if I, you know, now I can actually say what's on my mind sometimes without feeling like I'm going to be scolded. And, you know, and sometimes you have to stand up on stage and make no excuses because that's something I can't stand. And I can remember weighing in down at one of the very first E50 where we were at down in Arkansas. And I just didn't catch him. Wasn't no excuse. And I get up there, and they're like, well, what happened? I was like, well, I pretty much applied to get a job to drive a suck truck, and I got it. You know, and I said, there ain't no excuse. When you suck, you suck. You know, and so many guys get up there and like, well, you really can't say that. Why? It's the truth. You know, you don't, it's one of those deals now where it's like it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to speak the truth. And that's something I'm so proud of, that the sport has come to that, where they're actually promoting the angler. And then you do your deal. And of course, I'm a little unethical, I guess, or a little off center, because I'm not going to say something out of left field, but it's just a lot better if you speak your mind at the time it's going on.
Well, I've been thinking about writing a book about the book of excuses, because there's some good ones. You know, there's probably as many of those as there are anything else. You know, the wind was too hard. You know, my line broke too many times. I had bad lures, you know, whatever it may be. But, you know, you don't get that from you. And I didn't get that from you all the times we fished together. I never did ever get that from you. You just knuckle down, buckle down, and go after it.
Well, that's one thing that I have never been able to accept in fishing, is when someone goes up there and starts this. You know, hey, I jumped off 2 5-pounders and this. Hey, we all jumped them off, Jack. This is a full-blown sport. You just suck today. Go sit down. You know, that's what people can't say, because it's, you know, you look at Skeet Reese. I look at Skeet sometimes. He's as hard on himself as I am on mine. But that's what makes the competitor grow. Because if you sit back and say, well, I had an excuse, you quit trying as hard. When you just look back and say, all right, dude, you just didn't have it. You know, you got to bring it up. That kind of drives you. And I'm like you. I sit back and listen. I'm like, dude, just end the excuses. You know, some days are not your day. Look at Barry Bonds. Look how many times he strikes out. You know, it's just, that's part of the game. Part of the winning is failing. Part of being a man is accepting the failure. And it's tough when you want to win. To me, it is. That's what drives the fire.
It's absolutely right, you know, and the thing of it is, as you mentioned, it's been suppressed before. You know, the thing that I think is unique about what's going on in our sport is the fact that the personalities of the anglers have always been there.
Tremendous personalities. I mean, we do, and you've seen them from across the board. I mean, you've got guys that come from the Mike Iaconellis, the Skeet Reese's, the Marty Stones. Then you go to like the Denny Briers. There's not a cooler old timer out there than Denny. He'll kill me if y'all play this instead of old timer. But he is the coolest old man you'll ever be around. And his personality is wonderful. And now they let this stuff come out, and I think the fans are actually starting to relate to somebody. They say, you know what, I kind of like this dude. Even though he does suck today, I kind of like him.
Well, the suck truck was not driven by you this year at all. You know, matter of fact, that truck was not even in the parking lot you were in. Angler of the Year, that's got to be something that you're going to absolutely hold on to forever. They can never take that away, and it's infinite. And as far as the anglers are concerned, it's the biggest deal.
Well, that's what I've seen, and I do appreciate, you know, the anglers have been so receptive, and the congratulations and all that stuff has kind of been overwhelming. And it is a title that Kevin Van Dam and Timmy Horton told me, said, from now on, you'll always own that title, and it's really starting to sink in, and it was something we worked for. And what we all say, there's two awards to win in bass fishing, Angler of the Year and Bassmasters Classic Champion.
Well,
so, I feel like there's still one goal to be accomplished, so it's no time to let your guard down.
Well, I got to ask you one other goal you just had accomplished. You just got married.
Yeah, it was spawning season here in Alabama. The salmon were going upstream, and I figured it's time for me to get married, so... We actually went off and done that, and that may have been a big part. It may be a bigger part of my career going into it, is to know that, you know, you have a soulmate, you have a team partner in this game, and it's someone who stands beside you. You know, and that's a confidence factor and a relaxation factor that you won't worry about anything. And that's a big key in this sport. You have to be open-spirited about it. And
well,
she's without a doubt, she is my best friend in the battle of the sport. And she don't like to hear me get down on myself. She's always like, you don't need to be that way. I'm like, no, we just didn't get it done. You know, we got to do better.
Well, that person, I got to ask you, you know, what kind of personality? Is she an X personality, Y personality? Is she more low-key? Give me some ideas.
She's a real fun-loving kind of person, real, you know, real thick-skinned, because she puts that with me, you know, so I'm always constantly embarrassing her, you know, about playing jokes on her and walking around a Walmart screaming her name and stuff like that. So she's real good. She's real spontaneous, and that goes well. And she's pretty good on the personality part. She's not a stick in the mud.
Well, I'm going to tell you without hesitation, one of the most fun guys in bass fishing, absolutely a gem for the angler of the year. Gerald, you've got the Bassmaster Classic. You're right in the throes of that. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Guys, I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all take care of yourself on Bass Fan, and I look forward to talking to you when we get done with Charlotte. Hopefully, we got a good story to tell you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.